Hello, my friends. I am traveling and actually outside the U.S., but a lovely listener filled me in and told me about some issues that have gone down within the broader GWA community this evening. It is January 10th, and my local time is about 11:40 p.m. This is not when I would normally record, but I feel like I wanted to make a statement about this to my followers, knowing that a fair number of them are women of color, and specifically Black women. And I don't know if any of them have been impacted by this particular individual. In short, it was a male voice actor who was very active in the POC, WOC community. And he used that activism to draw in some other listeners and fans, and then was privately using his position of trust and manipulating them privately on Discord and in private messages and so on. Breaks my heart that this fun and enjoyable experience that we share together would be used and misused so severely, particularly by someone who claimed to champion the concerns of these young women. Really bothers me. Really inappropriate. I don't know what else to say, except I'm sorry. I love you, and I think we love you and support you. And to those, I think three or four young women who spoke up on Twitter, I commend you. So I'm not really sure why, but as I was thinking through this, a very old story came to my mind, and it actually took me a few minutes of searching to even find it. So one of my very first and dearest female friends when I was in junior high actually related portions of this story. And I was going to retell it, and I thought, well, maybe I could find it. What I literally just learned in the last few minutes is it is actually from Chaucer. And if you don't know, I guess, historical literature, it is a section of Chaucer's work called The Wife of Bath, which is a fairly long story. And this is just a section of it. So I'm actually going to read you, not in the original Middle English, mind you. So Chaucer stories come from the 1390s. But here you go. Here is a synopsis, basically. There was a knight in King Arthur's time who raped a fair young maiden. King Arthur issued a decree that the knight must be brought to justice. When the knight was captured, he is condemned to death. But Queen Guinevere intercedes on his behalf and asks the king to allow her to pass judgment upon him. The queen tells the knight that he will be spared his life if he can discover for her what it is that women most desire. And she allots him 1 year and a day in which to roam wherever he pleases and return with the answer. Everywhere the knight goes, he explains his predicament to the women he meets and asks their opinion. But, quote, no two of those he questioned answered the same, unquote. The answers range from fame and riches to play or clothes or sexual pleasure or flattery or freedom. When at last the time comes for him to return to the court, he still lacks the answer he so desperately needs. Outside the castle in the woods, he sees 24 young maidens dancing and singing. But when he approaches, they disappear as if by magic. All that is left is an old woman. The knight explains the problem to the old woman, who is wise and may know the answer. And she forces him to promise to grant any favor she might ask of him in return. With no other options left, the knight agrees, arriving at the court. She gives the answer that most women desire sovereignty over their husbands, which is unanimously agreed to be true by the women of the court, who accordingly free the knight. The old woman then explains to the court the deal she had struck with the knight and publicly requests his hand in marriage. Although aghast, he realizes he has no other choice and agrees. On their wedding night, the old woman is upset that he is repulsed by her in bed. She reminds him that her looks can be an asset. She will be a virtuous wife to him because no other men would desire her. She asks him which one he would prefer, a wife who is true and loyal, or a beautiful young woman who may not be faithful. The knight responds by saying, "The choice is hers." Knowing that she has the ultimate power now, him giving her full control, she promises beauty and fidelity. The knight turns to look at the old woman again, but now finds a lovely young woman. The old woman makes what women want most the answer, that she gave true to him, sovereignty. All right, so there's more to the story, and it goes on, but the fundamental narrative that I took away from this when I was a very young man is that what women desire and deserve most is their independence and freedom of choice to choose things in their life. Modernly, in the sexual realm, we call this consent. But in terms of the time that Chaucer wrote this story, it was extremely controversial. The idea that women, you know, had the right of self-determination. So why am I telling you this story? Well, to give you some perspective of history, that there is a long cultural history, and it's across multiple cultures, that men, particularly those with power, don't see women as individuals, as individual humans to be loved, cared about, taken care of, and respected to make their own choices, right? And I think it's an important principle for young women to learn. So I'm sorry for those that were abused by someone in power. It's something that I think each individual person, you know, has to learn, is that they have the right to choose things in their life. And that sometimes doesn't feel that way. So anyway, so interesting side note, I have actually been in one of the buildings that Chaucer frequented in central England, near where Canterbury Tales was originally written. And in one of the chapels there is a document called the Magna Carta. Now, if you don't know what the Magna Carta is, you can go look it up or Wikipedia it, but if you want to learn history. But it is the first document that essentially took power from the king and established that other people in the country had fundamental rights. In many ways, it is one of the preceding documents on which the Constitution was certainly founded, and English common law is based on now. And the crux of the Magna Carta actually involves a woman's right to own property. Under, you know, the king's law at the time, a knight died, and women were not really allowed to own property. So the woman had 40 days to have to choose a new husband who would then take over the estate. And she didn't want to. So I'm making a super long historical story really short, but that is what ends up becoming the basis of an argument in, you know, the gentry ruling class of the United Kingdom at that, well, what it became England and then United UK later. And if I'm screwing up UK history, ladies, I'm sorry. But anyway, so basically it was interesting to me to look at the Magna Carta itself, or at least I assume a reproduction of it, the original document, and kind of understand that the basis of it was about a woman's right to not have to be forced to be married. Now, there's a bunch of other content that, you know, the king agreed to, and, you know, taxation and a bunch of other things. But at its at the core, the genesis of it was about that. So my point is, ladies, these issues that we still struggle with in our modern society today have a long basis. And this is cross-cultural, by the way. I mean, I actually know some friends that have spent time in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, and wow. the stories I've heard there are pretty crazy. But it's something I think, unfortunately, that every individual and every generation has to learn. So, I hope that my fellow VAs, particularly my male VAs, will be aware and respectful of the responsibilities that they carry to treat their fans not as numbers, you know, or as, you know, upvotes to get or whatever, but realize that these are very real individual human beings, girls and women with real lives. I've had the opportunity to interact with a few, and everybody has a story. They have a real life. They're very real people. And I take that responsibility seriously. That's not to say I'm perfect at it, but I do take it pretty seriously. And so I respect and appreciate those that take time to listen. And anyway, I'm sorry for the difficult things you've gone through. Just know that I suspect anybody I've had chat with tonight on Discord is very appreciative and very glad that those of you that stepped forward to expose this particular misbehavior did so. And anyway, I commend you. I've rambled on long enough, and now this isn't even super sexy. Anyway, you are awesome. You are loved. You are worthy of love. You are respected. You are worthy of respect.